Five Little Pigs by Joseph Martin Cronheim. This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed home. This little pig had roast beef. This little pig had none. And this little pig cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. The little pig who went to market. There was once a family of five little pigs, and Mrs. Pig, their mother, loved them all very dearly. Some of these little pigs were very good and took a great deal of trouble to please her. The eldest pig was so active and useful that he was called Mr. Pig. One day he went to market with his cart full of vegetables, but Rusty the donkey began to show his bad temper before he had gone very far on the road. All the coaxing and whipping would not make him move. So Mr. Pig took him out of the shafts and, being very strong, drew the cart to market himself. When he got there, all the other pigs began to laugh. But they did not laugh so loudly when Mr. Pig told them all his struggles on the road. Mr. Pig lost no time in selling his vegetables, and very soon after, Rusty came trotting into the marketplace, and as he now seemed willing to take his place in the cart, Mr. Pig started for home without delay. When he got there, he told Mrs. Pig his story, and she called him her best and most worthy son. The little pig who stayed at home. This little pig very much wanted to go with his brother, but as he was so mischievous that he could not be trusted far away, his mother made him stay at home and told him to keep a good fire while she went out to the miller's to buy some flour. But as soon as he was alone, instead of learning his lessons, he began to tease the poor cat. Then he got the bellows and cut the leather with a knife so as to see where the wind came from. And when he could not find this out, he began to cry. After this, he broke all his brother's toys. He forced the drumstick through the drum. He tore off the tail from the kite and then pulled off the horse's head. And then he went to the cupboard and ate the jam. When Miss Pig came home, she sat down by the fire, and being very tired, she soon fell asleep. No sooner had she done so than this bad little pig got a long handkerchief and tied her in her chair. But soon she awoke and found out all the mischief that he had been doing. She saw at once the damage that he had done to his brother's playthings. So she quickly brought out her thickest and heaviest birch and gave this naughty little pig such a beating as he did not forget for a long time.